We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese on a Tuesday. Beautiful day in the Delaware Valley. As Ike comes into the building, he's got a Sprite. He's walking down. What is up? Big Phillies win last night. Late?
Yeah.
Ugly game early. Actually, ugly game late.
Yeah.
They only had one hit going in the ninth inning. We'll get into the Phillies as the day gets going, Ike. But I want to start off on the...
Was looking like an all-star pitcher.
You're not kidding about that. Yeah, man. Cleared the bases.
Yeah.
Pretty much did everything. Aaron, we'll get into that as we get going here. But the first thing that hit, I think, all of us today between us and Ben was this story on CBSSports.com by Will Brinson, senior NFL writer. Will's going to join us at 2:40. All right? So he puts out there, and every year, Ike, there's a certain amount of teams that don't make the playoffs that made the playoffs the year before, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always a given. You're never going to have the same teams that make the playoffs year after year.
I would say at least five.
Normally
five new teams every year.
Two of the six.
Yeah.
From each conference, normally you don't do it or whatever. So, yeah. I would say that five is a fair number.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Injuries or whatever else. But so he puts out there, and I'll just keep it simple. He is he's more or less saying that he's picking five teams that aren't going to make the playoffs in 2018, and the Eagles were one of them.
Hmm.
So your initial reaction to the possibility of the Eagles not making the playoffs in 2018, we never even discuss it or talk about it.
Yeah, for good reason. For good reason, because I'd be shocked. Well, I shouldn't say shocked. I'd be surprised if...
So you'd be surprised?
I'd be surprised if they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, it's too good of a football team. It's deep. They seem to be focused. I haven't seen, at least from a social media standpoint, because that's sort of the only way we can see things that these guys are doing nowadays, is they decide to post it on social media. I haven't seen an enormous amount of just celebrating and basking in the whole Super Bowl glory and – you know, just living it up. Now, they did when they got the rings. You know, that night they were on social media excited about getting their rings. But
sure.
I haven't seen the players out doing the, what do you call it?
On the award tour?
Yeah, the awards banquet.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen a whole lot of that. So I think they're focused. I think they want to go out and repeat. I think there's a very good formula for them to repeat this year as champions, meaning they did it in a year in which, you know, they had circumstances that came about that would normally just end a season for a team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what prevents you from winning championships. So they made it through that, through those adversities, and now they come back full strength and at a lot of key positions, highly motivated. And not only that, they added a few key offseason additions who weren't a part of the run last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then Doug, you know, part of me, when I look at Doug's not sitting back like another guy who won a Super Bowl in sort of a surprising fashion and wasn't even due to him, quite frankly. And I'll take you all the way back to that great Baltimore Ravens team with Brian Billick as the head coach. He won the Super Bowl with Baltimore. Really, Marvin Lewis won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was the defensive.
For Baltimore.
That was the defensive.
But all of a sudden, he thought he was a genius and knew everything. And to this day, he thinks he's a genius about football, which is why he hasn't coached since. I don't see that in Doug.
Oh, no, I don't either.
Doug still, to me, has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, has a little bit of feeling of he has to prove something still.
Yeah, but you know
what
else?
He's not resting on his laurels like he invented the game of football.
He's a really good coach.
Yeah.
He's a really good play caller. We saw that in the playoffs. You're right. This wasn't just, well, he's a Super Bowl winning coach. No, I mean, there's some Super Bowl winning coaches aren't as good as other Super Bowl winning coaches, right?
Yeah.
And Brian Billick was never an elite coach in this league. When you're being honest about it, he wasn't.
Yeah.
So you're
good
right.
Good coach, but not.
Yeah, he was a good coach.
He won that Super Bowl, and everybody automatically puts him in that upper echelon of coaches.
Well, it's like you said, when was the last job that he got after that? He had some OC jobs that he lost eventually.
I don't think he coached after that.
He didn't. No, he was an offensive coordinator a couple times.
He used to have his saying of, well, there's two things you need to be in order to be a head coach in today's league. You need to be young, and you need to be basically affordable.
Right.
After they won that Super Bowl, that was his saying. So he's basically saying, I'm not a young man, and it's going to cost you if I'm your head coach.
Oh, yeah. No, he was.
That was his thing.
Yeah, he loved himself some Brian Billick. He's a nice guy. If you're looking for an interview in our business, he's always willing to do it.
He knows the game.
But I'm always, it's just kind of, I was never a big Billick fan. I am a big Doug Peterson fan.
Yes, sir.
And I agree. So if you're looking for reasons why they will make the playoffs, well, you would have to, I would say, start with the head coach. Mm-hmm. You start with the head coach or you start with the quarterback that's coming off an ACL injury? Or is that a reason why they wouldn't make the playoffs? Let me read you what Will Brinson wrote.
Yeah.
Again, this is CBSSports.com. Ben, you can tweet this out or you've already tweeted it out. He's going to join us at 2:40. And he says a lot of really nice things about the Eagles. And then he says why they won't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest reasons involves the team's biggest strength, the quarterback position. Wentz is coming from an ACL injury, and Foles is notoriously streaky. Wentz failing to recover or dealing with a setback of some kind doesn't automatically mean Foles comes in and wins MVP. The team lost his offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach. There's a slew of other injuries to monitor as well. Jason Peters returning from an ACL injury at the age of 36. Darren Sproles coming back from a broken arm and torn ACL. Jordan Hicks. Alshon Jeffrey returning from shoulder surgery. Timmy Jernigan's. Blah, 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 blah. So here's how I want to start out with it, Ike.
If you want to go with that side of the argument.
The possibility of the Eagles not making the playoffs in 2018. What would you say to that? The possibility. So use a word or two to describe. So you could say, like, no chance.
Mm-hmm.
You could say impossible.
I would say unlikely.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
I said possibly. I said possible. Actually, possible. Andy, our intern, said potentially. Ben, what did you say?
How?
It's a great word. So a word to react, a word or two to react to the possibility of the Eagles not playing, making the playoffs in 2018. I'll tell you something, folks. There's a chance. There's a better than decent chance they don't make the playoffs. And it's not me being negative or maybe it's not something you can sometimes put your finger on and describe before the season. Just like a lot of things went right for the Eagles last season, the same way it can go wrong the next year. And that's what an untangible reason, along with Carson Wentz, along with the award tour, maybe some chemistry issues. Chemistry was a positive last year. Maybe some other guys coming and that's an issue. 888-729-9494. It's the Marks and Reese Show.
Yeah, there's no way they missed the playoffs.
So you say no way?
No way.
Possibility of the Eagles not making the playoffs in 2018. No way. I think there's a decent chance. If I was putting a percentage on it, I'd probably say 30% chance that they would miss it.
Yeah.
You're saying
I would say a 5%
chance. All right.
That's which is not exactly no way, but
listen,
nothing is 100% guaranteed.
No, you lose Wentz and Foles, something happens, then you're...
Doug gets hit by a golf cart.
Sudfeld's your starter.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's your 5%.
Yeah.
I actually think that there's... So check this out. We went back and we looked at the last 10 years of Super Bowl winners, what they did the next year. How many would you say missed the playoffs the following year after winning the Super Bowl? Not the Super Bowl hangover, which we know about.
Right.
Winning the Super Bowl the following year.
Missed the playoffs completely.
Completely.
10 years.
Yes, last 10 years.
So give me that first year so I can just have a frame.
So the Patriots.
In 20 what?
So the Patriots made the Super Bowl last year after winning the previous year against the Falcons. The Broncos missed the playoffs after beating the Patriots.
Right.
The following year.
Peyton Manning retired.
That's one. And it was Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
But Peyton Manning also was great.
Yeah.
The Patriots lost to the Broncos in the AFC Championship game after beating the Seahawks.
Yes.
The Seahawks they beat?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Seahawks, Malcolm Butler.
Yep.
So far you have one team that's missed the playoffs in 4 years.
I was going to say Baltimore that year, they won it.
Correct.
I couldn't remember. Is it Baltimore?
They missed the playoffs the following year.
Yeah.
The Giants missed the playoffs the year before that. Went 9-7, but missed the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, of course, them, yeah.
The Packers, after winning the Super Bowl, went 15-1 and lost to the Giants.
AFC Championship. I mean, NFC Championship.
Remember that game?
Yeah, yeah.
The Saints made the playoffs after winning the Super Bowl. They were 11-5.
Right. Okay.
Steelers, after winning, missed the playoffs, but at 9-7. And then the Giants, 12-4, after winning, lost to the Eagles in the playoffs that year. And then the Eagles went on and lost to the Cards.
Yeah, a couple of things that I'll say. So that's what?
Four
out of 10.
40%.
Didn't make the playoff. A little higher than I thought. But here's what's different about this Super Bowl winning team than those. A, the quarterback position on this team improved, meaning it wasn't the quarterback that played in the Super Bowl. Who was Nick Foles.
Right.
So the quarterback of the 2018 Eagles will be an improvement over the quarterback who won the Super Bowl. Yeah, he will.
Maybe. you're assuming that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that, yes.
All right,
you're assuming it.
Yeah, I'm assuming that.
Maybe not in the first four games.
In those other instances, either the Super Bowl winning quarterback was replaced, the Broncos. The Super Bowl winning quarterback basically had a small window of success, meaning those other three Super Bowl teams weren't really Super Bowl caliber teams.
I agree. The Giants were kind of
both times, right?
Fire in a bottle. Yeah. Their defense was getting to the quarterback. Yeah. Eli played great in the big game.
9-17.
They went on a run.
Yeah,
they went on a run.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
And that Ravens team, well, we all know they basically had to dump everybody because they paid Joe Flacco that offseason.
Everything, yep.
And we know he's average Joe.
Yeah.
So they lost a lot of those players that really helped them win the Super Bowl. The Eagles don't have that going against them either.
A word or two for the possibility of the Eagles not making the playoffs in 2018, as Will Brinson of CBSSports.com writes. Joey Quinn, it's incredibly stupid. They're easily the best team. Nikki Slice, there's zero case for not making the playoffs. No one is even close to them in the East, so shut the bleep up. You know what I say to that? That comment's incredibly stupid. Because on paper, there's no one close to the Eagles in the East. But then you have to actually play the games.
Oh, yeah. And we know we don't play the games on paper.
888-729-9494. I would say there's a better than decent chance to the Eagles not making the playoffs this year. 888-729-9494. Do you disagree? Do you think it's a lock? How do you describe it? Do you think that there's some potential they don't? Or you think there's no way at all? Or how are they not make the playoffs?
Better chance of the Eagles making the playoffs than Markelle Fultz coming back with that jump shot looking the way it did before he left summer ball last year.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. 888-729-94.
Figured I'd get that in there.
94. We'll start with that. We also have Kevin Hart tickets to the Irresponsible Tour. We'll tell you how we're giving them away to College Gotta Earn It today, and we'll tell you about that coming up next. Marks and Reese, we start off, and Will Brinson, the man who wrote the article on CBSSports.com, will join us at 2:40 so he can explain himself. But we start with you. Come on, Eagles fans. 888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.